Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Fashion Grunge Podcast. I'm Lauren.
And I'm Mikey.
This is like a sultry episode because we just did Melrose Place, which is like a really like vampy, like kind of dark, but like edgy show for the 90s. And this is kind of like the successor in that same vein because Nip Tuck was what we're talking. We're talking the pilot. We're going to try to keep it spoiler free in case you haven't seen the show. But this show's fucking wild.
I can't even remember. I mean, excuse me. I can't remember if I saw this in real time or it was recorded somewhere. But it was amazing. I was totally hooked as soon as it started.
So good.
And it's obviously it's not a satire, but it's a dramatization, of course, of like surgery and everything. So it's not like a documentary. It's not like these things really happen. However, Carla, like,
I know.
There are some truths, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, like, I mean, the drug cartel and shit like that. Like, I don't know if that happens or not, but it makes good TV.
I mean, it's from the brainchild of Ryan Murphy. And yes, I know we're all waiting for the surviving Ryan Murphy documentary that I'm sure is about to come out at some point. Because I feel like there's like dark shit at Glee, like, but this is before all that, like, this is 03, so we're just coming off of Popular, another one of Ryan Murphy's creations in the universe, but, like, me and Mikey are, like, Ryan Murphy hoes, like, we will, like, not everything, though, that, some of that Netflix shit, I'm not down for, but.
Well, I mean, like, Dahmer was good.
Oh, no. But I mean the one that he did, like, The Politician. And they did, like, that Hollywood movie.
That was actually pretty good. I mean, it took me a while. But it took me, actually, like, 2 watches.
Okay, those I was not into. But I'm into, like, the, what is it, the Versace thing, the OJ thing, the fucking one for, what is it, Lewinsky.
I never finished.
Dude, and that was a sleeper because nobody talked about that because it came out, but I feel like I was watching it every week. It's the one about like the Clinton Lewinsky scandal. I think it's like the third American Crime Story.
Yeah, the first one was OJ. The second one was Versace.
Which was Versace is still like one of my favorite series. Like, a series is so good.
I did like it.
And Darren Criss was like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, how is he this good?
So good.
He was so good. Like, it was scary. And then, of course, Evan Peters, our little sweet baby that we hope is not doing any more fucking serial killer shit. I hope we see him in, like, some rom-com, please.
Oh, my God.
Like,
that would be
please.
Totally fun and totally weird at the same time.
He's actually going to play the next villain in Tron.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me that.
Yeah, so that's cool. At least he's not playing Dahmer. I mean, like, I think hopefully that'll be a little bit. I think fucking Jared Leto's in Tron, though.
Oh, he is. That's right.
Jeez. Well, that's a womp-womp. But, I mean, yeah, so Ryan Murphy's obviously, like, you know, lots of stars have been on this. Sarah Paulson is in one of my favorite episodes of Nip Tuck in season 1, I think. Mm. And I do love that this show allows a bunch of guest stars because in every episode, there's a new patient and a lot of them end up being like actors that you know.
Yeah. Oh,
which
for
is
sure.
Which is so cool.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean the show is wild. I feel like it's on Hulu right now, the whole show, like the whole series. So I don't know how many people have watched this because inadvertently I have done this. I just kind of picked this out of thin air to change what we were originally going to do. This came out in 2003, July 22nd, so almost exactly 20 years ago.
That's
so
awesome.
This is a crazy recap that the show has been 20 years out. So I don't know how many people have actually seen it.
Yeah.
I know it's got kind of a cult following. You were saying you don't remember if you saw this in real time.
Yeah, like I don't remember seeing it in real time.
Ever?
I mean, like the reruns, but like, you know, when it was like, you know how we talk about Buffy, like it was a weekly.
Like live, show. Yeah.
It was an event, you know? Like where I told you, I think when we were talking about the first season of Buffy, like my mom and I were like having pizza on every Tuesday watching it. And then when it switched over, you know, to Wednesday or Thursday, or whatever. So I don't remember seeing this one in real time. But, I mean, I might have, I'm not really sure. But like I said, like it was a great story inside of what goes on, sort of. But obviously it's fabricated at some points. I mean, anyone who knows me, my favorite genre is horror. In real life, I get like woozy a bit when I see blood in real life, like especially when I get blood drawn.
Oh yeah, I don't like to look at it.
But like in a box in my mind, yeah, I do like stuff. I have done Botox in the past.
Confessions.
Confessions. And I don't get woozy from that. I mean, yeah, it kind of pinches here and there. And I do, and I'm kind of curious about going under the knife for some stuff.
Oh, God.
Like, I would totally, like...
I mean, Jen, more power to you. I'm just scared.
You know how, like, Janet Jackson has, like, admitted, like, she's got sculpted abs?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I might want to do that, but maybe one day I'll also snap out of my laziness and just go to the gym. And get the body I want and can feel comfortable in, you know?
Well, yeah, but just like, I didn't know what I was going to title this episode. There's so many different good quotes from this, but it's probably going to be, what do you not like about yourself?
Right, what they ask every patient.
Yeah, and that they open it, yeah. It's so crazy.
I mean, but I digress. Like, I love this pilot because it's messy. You get to see, like,
it's what so the, messy.
Oh my God, you get to see the struggles, like, right out the gate. Like, mm-hmm. these doctors will take drug money for their services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christian is a womanizer. You know, Sean and Julia's marriage is like the Titanic of a sinking marriage.
Yeah.
Their son is having a crisis about his foreskin.
And what's up with his hair? Like, Matt is so, I feel like, polarizing. Like, Matt becomes...
Michael Jackson Jr.
Yeah, he does. It's wild. He also dated Jolie Richardson, who plays his mom while the show was on. Scandal. Yeah, that's super scandalous. Yeah. Fun that we're...
Julia. She is an animal murderer at the same time.
I know, in the show, yeah. It's so crazy. I have to say Christian Troy, like, when I started watching, I was like, God, he's so hot.
Yeah.
Like, I love Christian so much.
I love Christian. Like, can anyone pull off the Christian Troy look anymore with, like, the sports car and everything? I don't think so.
He's so douchey.
I mean, but, like, these days, like, does it just make a man look like he has a middle-aged crisis or, yeah. like, overcompensating mm-hmm. for
yeah.
saltiness?
Yes to the all of the above. I'm sorry. If anyone out there, like, the fucking 15 of you, if anyone has a Ferrari or, like, a Lamborghini... I don't know. Like, you might need to rethink that because it's not a sound business investment. They depreciate right off the lot. So you're yeah. only driving it for status. It's not really going to sell well. I mean, not the new ones.
Well, also, like, I mean, kind of segue, but like under that same umbrella, you know how I've been complaining about my neighborhood and like the guys coming in here with the revving engines.
Oh, yeah. They do have like a racetrack over there.
And they treat it like a racetrack. And I'm like, you are clearly overcompensating for something.
And you are old. These are old people problems.
Well, I don't know. Because I've seen, like, young guys do it. Like,
no, but I mean, you complaining about it is an old people problem. Yes. If you were younger, you'd be like, whatever, fuck it. It's true. If you were younger, you'd be like, fuck it. I was talking to one of my friends today, and we haven't caught up in a while, and like we ended up on the topic of like, what the fuck is the music these days? I was like, hold on. I was like, stop this conversation. I was like, we are old. We are sitting here complaining about what kids listen to as if either one of us give a fuck. Don't care. I was like, the music sucks now. Oh, well, there's enough good shit to keep me busy, so it's fine. Same with like movies and stuff. And I have to say Bones and All is on Prime Video. And I have no idea. I was just telling Charles, I was like, and he was like, oh, I don't want to see that again. I was like, I'm kind of freaked out as to why I really like that movie. Like, I don't know what's wrong because everyone that I saw it with was like, so thanks. I don't ever want to see that again.
I loved it.
Right? I loved it. I thought it was so good.
I want that to become a TV series.
I don't know about that.
Really?
No, I don't know. Like, how would you stretch that out into a season? Just, they go from like town to town,
yeah,
just like eating people.
More people, like they met the old dude.
Oh, that's true. That's right. Yeah, there could be like a whole camp of older people. And Chloe 70.
Oh yeah,
heartbreaking. Great yeah. though. Love yeah. her. Love her in Ryan yeah. Murphy's Asylum. Also love her in Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another reason why I love Ryan Murphy, because he works with like so many of my favorite actors.
God, so many good ones, and he reuses his.
Mm-hmm.
actresses. I love that.
It's like a little company. I feel like they're all doing stuff together. So I really hope that if it does come out, I hope that there's nothing egregious that happens, because this won't age well, this podcast. But we're just talking about the show. I don't know anything personally about what goes on.
But yeah, going back to the pilot and rewatching it.
Yeah, how'd you feel rewatching it?
Because I've rewatched this like so many different times throughout the years. Because I'm, you know, in my head, I'm going, okay, I'm going to watch season one and I'm going to start to finish bookend, you know, book to bookend or whatever you call it. But then I end up like falling asleep, as people know that I do. But like rewatching this, I always notice like new things.
Yeah.
Like, I never noticed that Christian's boat is called Boat Tox.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that? Oh, I always knew that. That was great.
Like, that was really funny. And then, I mean, just other little things. Like I said, like Julia's, I didn't realize that she had fucking, sorry, like this is just the pilot, but I mean, like, killed her daughter's gerbil.
Yeah.
She was just like so over it.
She was just so overwhelmed. Like, yeah.
Put it live. Didn't even kill it. Put it live into the toilet.
I know, and then flushed it. That's
pretty harsh. Like,
that's so harsh. And then I think I won't say, but we do find out what happens to the gerbil. It does resurface later, but... wait, so another question. Did you finish the end of the show?
You know, I don't remember the end of it.
Okay, now here's the thing, because I didn't either. My history with the show is... Season one, didn't know about it, didn't hear about it. Season two, I was in the dorm at school, and in my dorm, my roommate and then my suite mate, so they were like right next door in my suite, they were watching it, and it was, okay, I won't tell you what the plot point is, but there's a massive reveal in the end of season two. It has to do with Ava. That's all I'll say if you've watched the show.
Yeah.
So I was in my room, like watching whatever or like doing whatever, studying. And then I heard my two roommates next door being like, oh my God. And I was like, what are you guys watching? They're like, Nip Tuck. Cause they watched it every week. They would like go in their, you know, room and watch it. And I was like, oh no, it's about surgery. Like I can't watch that. It's about blood. But they're like, no, it's so good. And they were like explaining the story. And I was like, okay, whatever. So then at season three, when that came on, is when I was watching it like live. Mm-hmm. So seasons one and two, I bought on DVD in like 2004 or whenever they came out. And I was caught up before season three. And I have them still. I have the same ones that I bought, like the DVD cases. So I was like really fucking into the show. And I used to like put it on all the time. And I was like, just as background. So I would like always watch it all the time. But yeah, so I watched, and then I watched season four live, which was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then five is when the practice moves to LA. I think I watched the first half of season five, and it was just like a different kind of show at that point. And then I never watched, I think six was the final one. So I've never finished it, but I mean, I have to say, this is one of those shows where like the early series is like really fucking good. Like you can just watch the first three seasons. I feel like those are like the strongest seasons anyway.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, yeah, they have like story arcs, like, you know, like Buffy did and everything like that. But I mean, they do have just like one shots where you're like, oh okay, whatever.
Like if you were to tell someone about Buffy, and I mean, Buffy's a little different though, because every season is really great. Like even the four is not so great, but it's not like you should skip it,
right?
Because it does have to do with the story. But like, you know, later ones are actually really good. But like Dawson's Creek, for instance, I honestly tell people like stop watching when they graduate from high school. Like college is not the show that you enjoyed like watching the first four. No, you can watch it, but just know that it's a difficult transition that they have to make.
And then like, I mean, well, specifically talking about like Dawson's Creek, like they just have a whole new slew of characters.
That's weird.
Hard to keep up with, where you're like, okay, well, you're now detracting from the main characters,
you
know, and then you're more focused on, I mean, granted, I did like Andy and, what's his name?
Oh, Jack.
Jack. But it was like their own story sucked. Sorry.
Jack's was good. You didn't like Jack's.
I mean, for the time they were trying.
Yeah, they were trying, I guess. I mean, it was pretty revolutionary, I guess, when it was on.
They failed in my eyes, you know?
Do you think?
Yeah.
What was the negative of Jack's story, do you think?
It was just like, you know, I mean, be out and proud. And I mean, I get it.
He wasn't out and proud, though. Oh, you mean in college or in high school?
College.
Oh, well, I thought you meant in high school. I was like, well, no, he wasn't. He was kind of forced out.
No, he came in college. No, he came in high school.
No, he came out of high school. Remember when they made them read that poem? And that's everybody was like staring at him. Okay. He wasn't like out and proud in high school.
I got confused.
Yeah, in college, yeah, they kind of made him a slut. As soon as he left, I think he was like cycling dudes in his room. I was like, wait, how do we jump from barely had a boyfriend last season to like now he's cycling in dudes? Although that's probably true, though. It was a few months.
As I say, irregardless. I mean,
irregardless.
It was still just in my, I don't know, maybe it's because I've become more comfortable with myself. But it's, I don't know, just, you know.
I guess for the time, yeah, they could only do so much. We're comparing it against, like, Queer as Folk that was just, like, do whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, yeah.
like, it was on TV, but not network. Yeah. That was still, like, super cable, and, like, you had to, like, pay $120 for the season at Best Buy.
Right.
If you wanted to watch it, pretty much. So, yeah, I never finished the show, and that's my crime for humanity. But you know what? It wasn't that great at the end. Like a lot of Ryan Murphy shows, it tends to lose steam. American Horror Story.
Yeah.
It's losing steam. Don't act like it's not.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, I'm not wrong. I mean, it's losing steam, but Kim Kardashian, no.
No.
I don't give a fuck what she's doing. I don't care if she doesn't even look like herself. I don't want her in my show.
What did Ryan Murphy smoke before enlisting her?
It's what happened with Gaga. He needs ratings. The ratings are tanking. Freak Show tanked. Yeah, word on the street. Freak Show tanked, and that's why they got Gaga for Hotel.
At least Gaga can kind of act.
Take that back right
now. I said kind of.
Take that back. No, she can't. She acts like herself.
But, I mean, that's the cool thing about her.
Oh, no.
Acting as herself.
Yeah, no, that's bad. Just even like comedic timing. She's been on reality TV for like 20 years and she still doesn't have that. Like, she still has such a weird way that she talks and everything. Like, how are they going to break that out of her?
They all talk so fucking weird.
I love the TikTok reenactments where there's this one girl who, like, she does all of their voices so perfectly, and she puts post-its on her fingers for, like, their long nails when it's Chloe, and they're all eating salads, and she has, like, the different wigs on for their work, and they're like, hey, Court, what are you doing? Like, it's almost like the very Mary-Kate. It's, like, it's just so funny. I'll have to find it and send it to you, because she plays all the people. Like, she plays all the different sisters, and it's really funny.
But yeah, no, like going back to like Nip Tuck, like rewatching it also, like that whole pedophile scene.
Oh, I know. Oh my god. That was gross. That was gross.
That mask reminded me of like pre-Michael Myers.
Yeah, totally did.
Where he's like waving to her from the elevator. I was like, dude,
No. Every time they had those stories on like CSI, I would always skip them. Mm-hmm. The ones that were like child stuff, I was like, oh, and even Law and Order SVU. Like, if I was watching the episode and then I'm like, oh no, it's one of those kid ones, like, no, but this is too much. I can't.
Yeah, no, but I did like Escobar. Like, he is,
I love Escobar,
he's a perfect villain.
Oh, he is, he's so good.
I love to hate him, you know,
he's so smart too. And he's kind of sort of not a villain because you find out that this guy like molested his 6-year-old daughter. So like, well, dude, yeah. I mean, why are we on the wrong side here? Like, what? And honestly, the reason why he goes after Christian and Sean is because you guys did his fucking surgery. So he thinks that like you knew and you approved of his behavior. So I don't blame him before he knew. You still did it, though. I mean, even though they didn't mean to do it, like, and they didn't know, you still did it, and everyone else turned them down.
No, but then you kind of, as an audience member, you saw Christian kind of flinch, and he was thinking about it. You know, as soon as like the hospital scene happened, you were like,
it was too late.
I mean, yeah, but you could have said something. By then, right?
But then you took the money. You took the cartel money.
True.
That's the thing. So they'd be implicating themselves if they even like went to the police. They have no evidence. They have no evidence of even him with the other girl. So how could he just say, someone told me? Like, no. That's the thing that sucks. They put him in a bad place. They like made it impossible and then offered them like what, $300,000 to do it. And of course Christian's like, sure. money, cool. Like, you know, which is nuts. I love it. Thanks for listening to the Fashion Grunge podcast. To hear more of this episode, go check out our Patreon. We have two tiers, $3 and $5 a month, that include TV shows, documentaries, 90s culture, everything basically that we talk about that's not a movie is on the $5 tier. And all of the movies before 1990, released after 1990, and all of the full archive of interviews are available on the $3 tier. So go check that out. Patreon.com/fashiongrunge. Hasta.